producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To get to on this, are you kidding me, Friday? First up to bat is this weather. I'm Leon Francis. I'm your host for the Common Sense Club. Don't know how much common sense it makes if you're looking at this weather. It's 6 degrees here in sunny Southside Fargo. Out in Bismarck, though, they're about half that. They're -6 degrees out there in Bismarck. How crazy is that? And then in Tioga, it's -6 degrees. So let me backtrack. Fargo, it is 6 degrees. Tioga, it is -6 degrees. And Bismarck, it is -12 degrees. -12 degrees. Wow. Stay warm. And if you don't have to go out, I would advise just kind of staying in, grabbing a cup of Joe or hot chocolate or whatever. Wow, that is nuts. -12 degrees. And then there's this. So there is a severe weather alert for McKenzie, Dunn, Mercer, Oliver, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Morton, Burley, Kidder, Stutzman, Slope, Hettinger, Grant, Bowman, Adams, Sioux, Emmons, Logan, Lemoore, McIntosh, Dickey, and all those counties are included in this severe weather. And you can go, the Bismarck Tribune has this whole list here. And this severe weather alert includes the city of Kildeer, Beulah, Hazen, Center, Beach, Medora, Dickinson, Mandan, Bismarck, Steele, Jamestown, I got to take a breath, Mott, Elgin, Bowman, Hettinger, Fort Yates, Linton, Napoleon, Edgley, Ashley, Oaks. There you go. Blowing snow with difficult travel conditions possible on Sunday. Though that severe weather alert, that's happening right now, and it's going to go clean through Sunday. And there's going to be blowing snow with difficult travel conditions possible on Sunday. A Clipper system is forecast to impact western and central North Dakota on Sunday with strong northwest winds and light snow. Blowing snow and difficult travel conditions are a concern for the southwest and south central, which are affected by the snowstorm last weekend. The worst conditions could be across the southwest, where the winds are expected to be the strongest and where the most snow is on the ground. So if you're traveling over the weekend, you should keep up to date on the latest forecast at www.weather.gov/biz, B-I-S. So make sure you check out all of the inclement weather that's going on, especially if you're going to travel, because you're going to have high winds and blowing snow, and that's never a good combination, and especially when you're looking at the temperatures. Wow. Be prepared. Make sure if you're in your car and you're traveling about, you have a preparedness pack in your trunk. Mine is a hodgepodge of everything from kitty litter to, you know, extra blankets and a bug out bag and things like that. So there you go. Be prepared, because you don't want to get stuck out there, you know, in the middle of nowhere. Well, in North Dakota anyway, and it's -12 degrees, blowing snow, low visibility and all of that. And then on top of all that, your iPhone dies. Wow. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, keep all of that in mind if you're traveling this weekend. The bad weather starts now, and it's going to go clean through the weekend, so just make sure you're prepared. David out in Tioga, what's on your mind, buddy? Hey, David, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I know you're from Louisiana, so I'll just help you out a little bit here.
Okay.
Here in this part of the country, this part of the world, we don't say negative anything. We say 3 below or 5 below, 10 below, whatever, below zero.
Okay.
You know, there's a song by Johnny Horton, when it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. He doesn't say when it's springtime in Alaska, it's negative 40. All right, one more thing. That town you mentioned, Elgin, is pronounced Elgin.
Elgin. Thank you for the correction, David.
No problem, anytime.
Good deal. So my southern inflection. So I don't say negative. I say below. 12 below. It's still nuts, man. 12 below, and that's in Bismarck. In Tioga, it is 6 below. And in Fargo, it is 6 above. Do I say above? 6 above. There you go. In Louisiana, you don't have to worry about it. We don't get that kind of crazy weather. We got crazy people like Mary Landfill down there talking about the Keystone XL and one credit. Can you believe, and this is another are you kidding me moment, can you believe that she is actually saying or attempting to say that the Democrats deserve the credit for the Keystone XL pipeline? I'm scratching my head. I'm like, are you kidding me? The folks that are in bed with the Enviro nuts are going to tell us, the Republicans, who are supposed to love oil and that sort of thing. You know, we get demonized for that a lot. But she's actually out there saying that it's because of the Democrats that we got the Keystone XL pipeline project, going full steam ahead. And Heidi jumped on the same bandwagon also. They're like two peas in a pod. Hopefully, Mary Landfill will lose. I think the last internal polling that I saw, she was down by like 16 points. So it's not looking too hot for her, and I, for one, could not be happier. The takeaway from all of that all of the weather talk this morning is, one, it's going to be cold. It's already cold, and it's going to get colder. Not to mention, the weather it's not going to be ideal for traveling, especially if you are, if you're traveling over the weekend, Sunday in particular, the blowing snow and that sort of thing. But I want to thank David for calling and correcting my southern inflection. I don't know. There you go. That's my are you kidding me, I guess, for this morning. One, the weather. And two, Heidi Heitkamp and Mary Landfill down there in Louisiana trying to take credit for the Keystone XL. Are you kidding me? You guys are taking credit for energy development? Get out of town. Wow. I got another are you kidding me too. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, what could I do with $7 million? I think it's a month. $7 million a month. What could I do with that? There's someone, a well-known name around here, that isn't happy with that. I mean, that's just peanuts. How am I going to jet set on $7 million a month? Absolutely not. And I'm going to take it back to court. We're going to talk about that later on. But I just want you to think about that. What could you do with $7 million? Million. I got my pinky up to the bottom corner of my lip here. A million with my pinky ring blinging. What could you do with $7 million a month? Something to think about. And we're going to talk about it later on. And definitely it's going to be a are you kidding me. But I want to know, what would you do with $7 million a month now that I'm thinking about it? 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. What could you do with $7 million a month? If you got some ideas, give us a call here. As always, we're going to have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blen Keita-Cullum will be on in the very next segment. I'm going to ask them a couple of questions. Like, I actually want to get Ellen's take. See where she's at with the whole Keystone XL pipeline conversation that we're having now. Do the Democrats really deserve credit for pushing that? I don't know. I'm going to ask. I'll see what she says. I'll also see with Blen Keita how she feels about that whole thing. When I'm listening to this kind of stuff, it just makes you scratch your head. Are you kidding me? It's spot on for today. So there you go. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blen Keita-Cullum right after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nessa of Nessa Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nessa Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nessa Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessaConsulting.com. That's NessaConsulting.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Back, I am Leon Francis, your host here at the Common Sense Club, where it is a beautiful, sunny, t-shirtish weather of 6 degrees. If you're out there in Bismarck, man, it is below. 12 below. I got to make sure I say that right. It's 12 below zero in Bismarck. And if you're in Tioga, 6 below t-shirt weather there, right? Especially if you're one of those polar bear guys that go and jump in the ice lake in the middle of the, you know, that's that whole thing. So this is t-shirt weather, right, Chris, my producer? I'm going to see if he does a little bit of that. Anyway, I have Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum, who are probably warm and toasty and nowhere near below 12 degrees where they are. How you girls doing?
Well, I think we need to send you guys the St. Bernard with a keg of brandy.
Yeah, send the keg. It would be cruelty to animals to send the St. Bernard. But send the keg. I'll take care of that, absolutely. I have a question to ask you, just right out of the gate here. Ellen, what could you do with $7 million a month?
What would I do with $7 million a month? I'd run hospitals in South Sudan.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you
toward
the humanitarian philanthropic. What I'm asking you personally, say you were divorced, you and your spouse, God forbid, you know,
you mean
divorced.
This is the Harold Hamm issue?
It is. And I'm wondering, and Blanquita, I'm going to ask you the same question. I'm wondering, what do you think about that? With me, it's like, are you kidding me? $7 million a month, I would be just fine. But do you think that there's more to this?
You're talking about we could have spa days for everybody we know.
Well, we went to spa days. We do hospitals in South Sudan.
Universities. We, you know, if it was just, you know, if you're talking about above and beyond what we would do with it philanthropically, you know, you've always got a stock covered and your friends have always got a place to crash and the kids are taken care of. What can I say?
Right. But do you think she's asking for too much? I guess that's where I'm going with this. Do you think that her asking for more is warranted? But the little bit that I know, and I've read on Harold Hamm's his history, he didn't grow up with a silver spoon in his mouth by any stretch of the imagination.
No, he's a good friend of Scott Pennens, isn't he?
I think so. Yes. But I guess what I'm asking, I mean, this isn't California where this kind of thing is normal. You know, hey, I want half. This is North Dakota. You know what I'm saying?
And what happens is if they've got it in California, what they do is immediately they start spending a lot of money to be able to say, oh, I just can't live on less than $500,000 a month. I mean, I just can't. You know, that's every... whether it's Mel Gibson or whoever's wife or whatever, they get a divorce, they're just, oh, my goodness gracious, I don't know how I'll be able to function unless I don't get a certain, and in this case, it's $7 million a month.
Yeah, $500,000, that's chump change. That's peanuts. I mean, come on. That's poverty. How am I going to fly my jet on that?
You have to use the plastic bags twice on that one. Goodness gracious.
First, are you kidding me? Because I think you could do just fine on $7 million, but I don't know. I don't know the nature of their relationship, how much she brought to the table and building up the business and all of that stuff.
Do they have a prenup? I mean, there you go.
No, prenup.
He has more money than God, and he didn't have a prenup. And if he's listening to me now, help us in South Sudan.
Good deal.
And there you go.
I think he's worth upwards of $30 billion. I mean, so he's not hurting, and $1 billion is not going to break him. So, but there you go. Something else I wanted to – we're talking about money and people with gobs and gobs of money. Did you hear that big businesses, the guys with a ton of money have more money overseas now than they do here in America? Did you hear that story? American companies.
I'm not surprised. Although you think of countries like China, who are trying to buy up every piece of real estate they can, and the same with Russia. And then, you know, you got to look at the map and you got to see where they're. I bring up the issue of Russia and China and places like Venezuela and all over Latin America. They're investing, what is it, like $800 million Russia today just on broadcasting in South America. And let me tell you, we barely have that much money in the United States international broadcasting, period. So what
wow.
can I tell you?
I want to bring up the fact that this is the first time ever that U.S. companies are holding more than $2 trillion overseas, which is more than they're holding here in America.
To me,
and that's
on
CNBC.
American. On America.
That's where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so both of you are on the same page that you believe it's un-American?
Totally.
Well, I believe if they're going to do it, I don't know that I think it's completely un-American if they're investing in their own country and you have Americans getting jobs from these people that hold the title of American, you know, it's not like a citizenship. You're trying to make corporate citizens of these guys. Well, let them show their good citizenship by trying to hire Americans and help them get trained to be able to be competitive with the Chinese and others.
Yeah, but I guess I disagree. I'm looking at our aggressive tax code. As a matter of fact,
Leon.
Well, absolutely.
Fix the tax code, but let's bring the money back to the United States and bring the jobs back here. You know, this is like, are we going to turn into Mexico and make everybody go over to some other country and lean on them? No, let's fix it here.
Well, yeah, and see, that's where I wanted to take the conversation. We do need to fix the tax code, but I get a lot of folks that say, you know, these folks are unpatriotic and this is not right and this and that. If I'm walking down the street and I get mugged and the guy picks my left pocket, I'm going to stop putting my wallet in my left pocket. It's just common sense. Might even stop, you know, walking down that same street. That, you know, that's just common sense also. But
you get somebody to walk with you to be able to get the guy before he mugs you.
Absolutely. There you go. But I did want to get your opinion on that. And I do believe that these companies should have their money here. But I think that we have a hostile environment. We've created a hostile tax environment, and it kind of facilitates this. So it's a chicken and egg type scenario. I think if we fix the tax code, a lot of folks will bring that money back here and invest it here. But as long as we got what we got, we're going to, you know, have people sticking $2 trillion overseas. I guess that's another Are You Kidding Me for today. This is Are You Kidding Me Friday. One other topic I want both of your input on. Do you think with the I'm out of time now. I talk too much. But thank
That's
you for
okay. We'll do it next time. That's no problem. We'll do it tomorrow.
I have to talk a lot because I have to stay warm. Thanks, Blanquita. Thanks, Ellen. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Respectfully ask that when our colleagues from the other side come to the floor, think about how we can use language that brings us together, that doesn't tell the American public, there they go again, and, you know, here we are again in the sandbox trying to figure out who's going to get credit. You know what? We all get credit. When this place works, we'll all get credit.
Give me a break.
And more importantly, when this place works, the American public will have their faith in their government restored. And so let's be very careful with language. Let's recognize everyone for the commitment that they've made and that the leadership they've provided. And I have said many times in my home state, Senator Hoeven has led this effort. He talks about it. He has been a champion for the Keystone Pipeline. I hope that I've been a champion, but I certainly have not done he has done on this issue.
Yeah. So it's all well and good that you want to sing kumbaya and hold hands and, you know, do your little hippie thing. But I remember the whole war on women and war on minorities and the outrageous language that the liberals use. But now that you are in the minority, no pun intended, now you want to hold hands and sing kumbaya and pass the bong around? I mean, are you kidding me? Come on now. No, one, Republicans are historically, you know, for energy development. We want energy development. We want refineries built. We want to drill, baby, drill. Frack, baby, frack. Keystone XL, let's do it. It's the liberals, the Democrats, that say, hey, wait a minute. We got a purple spotted three-toed turtle or tortoise that we need to protect, and so we can't do that. Are you kidding me? Get out of here with that, Heidi Heitkamp. Go sit with Mary Landfill, and you guys figure out how she can, with dignity, bow out of that race down there in Louisiana. Are you kidding me? Ask her about the kumbaya language and her rhetoric when she was running down there. If Republicans win, they're going to take your food stamps and they hate you because you're black or you're a female. And, yeah, right. Just forget. Oh, wow. I gotta take five right now. Anyway. I want to talk about just a little bit about the Harold Hamm story. So Harold Hamm was ordered by an Oklahoma judge to hand over close to $1 billion, that's billion with a B, to his ex-wife Sue Ann Hamm. She has announced that she plans to appeal that settlement, claiming that it grossly undervalued what she was entitled to. The couple got married in 1988. They have two adult daughters. They never signed a prenup. Never signed. And normally that's, to me, when you go in and, you know, you a good business guy would sign a prenup. But a guy thinking with his, thinking, hey, I made a good choice here, and they're in love and all of that stuff, not having a prenup means you're going to work just that much harder to make sure that you're both happy. That's my school of thought. So, you know, there you go. No prenup. I don't know if that's a, are you kidding me or are you nuts? What do you think? Yeah, should he have requested a prenup before the nuptials? 855-200-1776, extension 2. Anyway, no prenup. Ham grew up in rural poverty in Oklahoma and is currently worth an estimated, oh, so I was wrong about the $30 billion, $13 billion. Don't know where, must be thinking about Bill Gates. And I think he's worth well over $30 billion also. But he is estimated to be worth $13.5 billion. Think about that. She wants more. She's getting $1 billion, $7 million a month. And she says, nope, you're undervaluing my worth. Now, I'm going to dig more into that and see, you know, how much she actually, how much of her sweat equity went into building the Harold Ham empire. But I'm looking at this thing, and this is a guy that came up with dirt under his fingernails and calluses on his hands. I remember reading the Harold Ham story on my 2 to 5 show, and I'm like, wow, it was one of those stories where you say, this is American right here. This is 100% what America is all about. A guy that pulled himself up by the bootstraps. I think he ditched school, as a matter of fact, and started working at a gas station, or no, cleaning out tanker cars or something like that. That's where this guy started out from. I mean, talk about the bottom of the bucket. And now he's the top of the heap, and everybody wants to take shots at him. I'm kidding. But anyway, $13.5 billion. I don't know. I'd be a little upset. I think it's pretty generous for a $1 billion settlement and $7 million a month almost. I think that is pretty generous. And that's just my opinion. I welcome yours. 855-200-1776. And something else that we were talking about, that I was talking about with Ellen and Blanquita, I don't believe that it's unpatriotic, and both of them actually said that, you know, unpatriotic, that these American companies are stashing away $2 trillion with a T, dollars overseas. I think that that means that our tax code is un-American, because you don't go and hide your money if you don't believe that someone is after it. If you don't think that someone has got their hand in your wallet, you don't hide your wallet. And that's where I'm coming from. I say we fix this tax code. As a matter of fact, scrap it. As a matter of fact, let's just dismantle the IRS completely, and then let's go from there. Then we can start at square one, and we can build this thing back up the way it should be. David, out in Fargo, what's on your mind? Oh, no. John, man, that is a big change. John, David, really? John out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I would say that she, from what I've read, and basically the newspapers, local and otherwise, she was a very high-priced attorney, was very prominent as a corporate wife. And I say when your billionaire, multi-billionaire husband's out screwing around and got girlfriends and not being true to the marriage, I say take him to the cleaners. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. Don't you?
Oh, good point, John. Really good point. I
can't believe anybody who doesn't believe in the sanctity of marriage would have any sympathy for a 13-time billionaire out screwing around and having affairs on his wife, which is how he lost his first wife. That to me, if you believe in the sanctity of marriage, which I know all you guys do, you would be very, very supportive of his wife, no matter the money. I mean, whether he had $100 or $100 million.
Oh, no, no. Don't get me wrong. I believe in the sanctity of marriage, absolutely. But to the tune of $1 billion, I don't know. But if you is true.
What does the price have to do with it? What does the money have to do with the sanctity of marriage?
Absolutely.
The Lord looks down and says, Harold, oh, that's a terrible price, a penalty for you. I know you're screwing around, so you're off the hook here. Let's pay her
$100,000. He's not so much off the hook. He's still $7 million a month. And I could turn that question around. What does money have to do with the sanctity of marriage? Absolutely, she's entitled to something. And as a matter, and if she is in a marriage, sowing his royal oats everywhere but home, then there's definitely a problem there, and he should definitely, between he and her, they should work out some meaningful settlement. Now, I'm not going to say that, his promiscuous nature is worth $7 billion. I don't know if that's fair, but
she's not asking for $7 billion.
Just no, I'm just saying if we're going to put
that's
a price tag on it.
Well, how much would you say? What value would you put on marriage sanctity? 20,000?
I think we know what value I place on it. I place it above all everything else. There's not a dollar amount. To me, it is a moral issue, and it is something that we take far too lightly nowadays, the sanctity of marriage. Marriage as an institution in general, but the sanctity of marriage, absolutely. But I get your point, John, and I get that you're pretty much turning my argument around and saying, hey, you're being hypocritical, sanctity of marriage, she's worth whatever she wants.
I don't know if you are or not. I'm just saying that she was a high-priced attorney, worked for him, very prominent in his business. He ran the business. He should get the big check.
Yep.
No question. And he's a very good oil man, as oil men go. Okay. That's all good with that. But she had, like I said, she was probably his lead attorney, was very prominent, a very attractive woman. Doesn't hurt when you're the leader of a big multinational corporation to have a very beautiful wife.
Right.
And she qualified, and she was very intelligent, very smart.
It kind of humors me
that people, that's a terrible thing, poor Harold. Well, poor Harold, felt the obligation to his bride.
You brought up a good point, John. That's an excellent point.
I just don't see it. It's good enough for you or me or Scott or anybody else that's a big believer in the sanctity of your commitments. I don't know what you got to argue about. Just pay it, man.
Thanks, John. And to be fair, I brought that a couple of your points up earlier. I said, I don't know how much of her sweat equity is in this company. And if it is, as John says, she brought a lot to the table, then maybe, she's worth more than $7 million a month. I don't know. But that's why I'm asking for your opinion. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. Maybe lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool? Hiking and mountain biking trails and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're back. We're back on a content heavy, are you kidding me, Friday. And I kind of stole that from the guys on What's On Your Mind. But hey, we're one big happy family, right? Are you kidding me? Anyway, one thing before I go, I just want to make sure you're aware. There is a reason why the Keystone XL pipeline is in the news hot and heavy now. It's because Louisiana, that Senate race down there, is not even, it's not even a heated race. As a matter of fact, Bill Cassidy has a 16-point lead over Landfill down there. That's why they're making a big to-do about it. So There you go. And as long as we can keep up this momentum, December 6th rolls around, and Louisiana falls into the sea of red that we experienced on Tuesday. Well, not this Tuesday, but you know what I mean. Bob out there in Graston. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Graston. Hey, yeah, hi, Leon.
How are you doing, Bob? What's going on, buddy?
Just a quick comment. I got a couple of things I want to say real quick. It's just a quick comment on the Harold Hamm issue. You know, who's the one complaining? Is it the wife wants more money or Harold doesn't want to pay more? Whoever's complaining is the one who's putting a dollar figure on the marriage. I agree with that last caller that the sanctity of marriage should be of the utmost importance. But if it's the wife that wants more, then she's kind of putting the dollar figure on the marriage. And if it's Harold Hamm who doesn't want to pay, who's fussing about paying $7 million a week, well, then it's him that's putting the dollar figure on it. So whoever the one that's speaking out there, that's the one you look at. But my other comment is about the – yeah.
So he was ordered by an Oklahoma judge to hand over close to $1 billion. She wants to appeal that settlement. He is fine with it. She says, you kidding me? No. So there you go.
Okay, then she's the one who's putting the dollar figure on the sanctity of marriage, which I believe is wrong, even since, you know, the husband is the one that cheated on her and stuff. I think she should just be fine with that and let him be labeled as a cheater and just move on with her life. But more importantly, though, you know, I just think it's comical that the Democrats, you know, when they have had power in the Senate ever since, what was it, 2010, we gained the House, but we still didn't have the Senate. And then Harry Reid, to boot on top of that, wanted to ensure that. So he got rid of that clause there, the filibuster clause for appointments. So further ensuring that the Republicans didn't have any say-so at all in the Senate. Now all of a sudden the tides have changed, and now that they do this double speak where they, everybody in America wants us just to get along and work things out. Yeah, why didn't they think about that in the past? And Nancy Pelosi's comments are so comical. She doesn't want to make a comment on Gruber's comments when he was on tape there talking about the stupidity of the American voter, that how stupid we are that they could pull the wool over our eyes. But yet she makes that statement about how, we have to approve this and pass this law so we know what's in it. I mean, the Democrats, that's why I call them the Hippocratic Party, the hypocrites.
Yep.
Because they just double speak. That's all they know how to do.
And, Bob, you're spot on, man. And not only did Nancy Pelosi double speak and backtrack and all of that stuff, she actually name-dropped Gruber, like, in a couple of different instances and referred to him as an expert. So we know how they are. They are hypocritical across the board. And who needs to sing Kumbaya now? I mean, really, they didn't want to hear hide nor hair of our ideas when they had all that power and ran this country into the mire. So we don't need your hippie speak now anyway. Bob, thanks for your comments. Thanks for jumping in the conversation. Going to go to Gordy out in Fargo now. What's on your mind?
Hey, Leon. Pretty confident about this Louisiana race, but, I'm not trusting the polls based on what happened, you know, with the election and everything compared to the polls that they had prior to that. Plus, I know Louisiana a little bit, not probably as well as you do, but, do you think 16 points is enough to counteract the voter fraud down there?
We have a lot of those cemetery cities out there, and you know how Democrats love polling those guys. So, but
exactly.
Louisiana politics is volatile. I mean, it is different than anywhere else in the country. I mean, you could poll today and you're at a positive 12, and tomorrow and you're at a negative, you know, 3. So there you go, or below 3. I can't say negative because I'm in North Dakota. I got chastised on that, so there you go. But yeah, I'm watching that race very closely. I want Landfill to go down hard, and I want Cassidy in there. I want Louisiana to be the red state that I know It can be, Gordy. I know they can be. And then I'm going to go down there on my birthday, February 1st, and have fun in the red state of Louisiana. Who's with me?
Yeah, sounds good. I think after Alaska, people are starting to see the light a little bit, and with Nancy Pelosi's comments and all the other stuff that's going on, you know, how they're flip-flopping now on the XL pipeline and a bunch of other stuff, you know, I mean, I think the people can see through all their charades and understand that, you know, even though there's quite a few Republicans that I don't trust very far either, but,
right.
You know.
The bloom is definitely off the rose, Gordy. Stay tuned for what's on your mind. Scott and Todd, right after this, let's keep this Are You Kidding Me rolling. They'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead. In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.